On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam explains how the travel bug that once bit is no longer biting. At least not right now. But that may change someday.
The work that I do requires me to travel a pretty good bit. And I remember as a much younger man thinking how cool it would be to get on a plane and see the different corners of the country and have a client help pay for it all. Well, my wish came true and I'm grateful for the work, but the travel part has lost its charm. Back in the day, I'd book the earliest flights I could find so that I could get to my destination city early in the day and tour its sights. I'd tack on a day or two so that I could explore further into the city or the surrounding areas. And at times I'd do my work for free just to be able to get to these different places. I've seen 48 states, all the Canadian provinces, much of the vacation destinations in Mexico, some of the larger European cities, Australia, and a good bit of New Zealand, all courtesy of my clients and my work. Today, though, things have changed. More specifically, my attitudes about travel has changed. And I'll give you an example. In the dead of winter, I seldom travel with a heavy coat anymore. Why? Because I don't go outside. It was terribly cold in New York City a few months ago, but I hadn't packed a coat. I wouldn't hardly need one, because the only time I was outside was the small distance between the door of the airport to the door of the cab, and then the door of the cab to the door of the event hotel, and then the same in reverse. I was outside maybe a total of 60 feet over 3 days. The rest of that time I sat in my hotel or my hotel room. I hole up in there, and I work. I no longer explore. And I'm frequently asked to refer people to places to eat in some of these destinations. Cam, where should I go to eat when I'm in San Francisco? And I have to tell them, I don't know. Yes, I was in San Francisco last month, but I never left my room. Now, when my wife or one of my children comes with me, we explore a lot. We pack in the sightseeing. But alone, I only go outside of my room for meals. But the meals at the hotel restaurant, never venturing outside. And I guess that means that I'm both old and road weary. Many of my colleagues gave up on this lifestyle long ago. They'd had enough. Me, being self-employed, I have fewer options. I've kind of trapped into this. And I see other travelers who are about my age with that dull look in their eyes. They've become immune to airport lines, delayed flights, and the voices of loud talkers in the hotel hallways late at night. We make eye contact and nod, sharing a look of both pity and respect. As if asking, road warrior? Yeah, me too. It'll all be over someday, we say to each other, and we won't have to do this anymore. And it will. One day this goal I had for myself of so much travel will be done. And when it is, believe it or not, I'm going to jump on a plane and go explore. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.